Another story in the Day 3 package of the Spotlight series on debt examines Massachusetts' vague and outdated laws regulating the seizure of personal property. It was written by reporter Michael Resendiz.
Since colonial times, Massachusetts lawmakers have recognized that certain property owned by debtors should be protected from collectors. The idea was to ensure that a debtor could make ends meet, if for no other reason than to give them a realistic chance of repaying their debts. One antiquated provision says that every debtor, no matter how large the debt, may keep 2 cows, 12 sheep, 2 swine, and 4 tons of hay. Another protects 1 pew occupied by a debtor or his family in a house of public worship. Today, the best-known example of such protection is the so-called homestead law, which shields the value of most homes in the state from any action taken by a creditor. Over the last 30 years, state lawmakers have increased the homestead protection from $30,000 to $500,000 in value, effectively putting most homes beyond the reach of creditors. In 1975, the state legislature, for the first time, added a similar exemption for autos that were, quote, necessary for personal transportation or to secure and maintain employment. This provision reserves for the owner the first $700 should the car be auctioned by bill collectors. But the legislature has never updated the $700 figure, even though the cost of cars has escalated markedly. Jordan Shapiro, a longtime collection attorney and co-author of the standard reference book on Massachusetts collection law, said he believes the automobile protection clause should be raised by several thousand dollars. Such a change, he says, would by itself protect the vast majority of cars from seizure. It's also past time, Shapiro said, for a comprehensive review of all the statutes related to the seizure of personal property. Shapiro notes that the law creating the $700 automobile exemption has no provision requiring the debtors be informed about it. The Globe found that in almost all cases where constables and sheriffs seize cars and sell them at auction, they pocket the proceeds, dividing the take with tow lot operators and creditors without setting aside the debtor's $700 share. Most sheriffs and constables tell the Globe they believe it is the debtor's responsibility to claim the money, but Shapiro disagrees. Quote, I don't think that a debtor has to do anything to get it back, he says. It's up to the creditor to make sure the debtor gets the first $700. In recent years, legislative action has left debtors' property more vulnerable, not less. In 1990, the legislature tweaked state law to allow constables and deputy sheriffs to charge $600 to $800 for each car seized. Until then, the fee was limited to $25, unless both the creditor and the debtor agreed on a higher amount. Former State Representative Michael Walsh, who was chairman of the House Committee on Counties in 1990, sponsored the legislative change. In an interview, Walsh said that he could not recall who requested the wording of the law, but it seemed logical to him that the change was made at the request of the sheriffs. I'm sure there was a justifiable reason for it, Walsh said.